Hello and welcome. I'm Pastor Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 69, I've titled, God's Hedge of Protection. Let's start with 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. For this reason, we need all the hedges of God around us that we can get. Your relationship with God needs protection, covered by supernatural, godly boundaries to protect your faith, family, decisions, and principles, to name a few. One hedge of God's protection comes from the book of Job. In chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, we are introduced to a hedge of protection. Verse 9. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hand, so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. You can read the full account in Job starting in chapter 1, but we see here that the hedge spoken of was God's doing, not Job's. The protection Job was experiencing was a manifestation of God's grace. Satan said that the main reason Job was faithful was that God had blessed him and protected him. He reasoned that it is easy to proclaim faith when everything is going well. And Job was in fact a blessed man by any standard, and Satan credited it to Job having a hedge of protection from God. This hedge of protection provided by God was not unique to Job. It's also common for people who seek after and are faithful to the Lord to also enjoy his protection and blessings, as stated in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Knowing the strength of Job's faith, God shows us that Satan has no power over true faith, and that keeping faith in God always brings victory and increased blessing in the end. And we see that God does indeed protect his children, those who seek after him. Hedges can protect us when we stay inside of them, but consider that hedges can also protect us if we stay outside of them. Consider the purpose of a hedge. Hedges are walls installed and used as a boundary formed and designed to separate one side from the other, and also to keep one from accessing the other side. Hedges can be removed by God as well as attempted by us. We see in Job chapter 1, verse 12, that God removed the hedges around Job, allowing Satan conditional access to Job. Verse 12, the Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. So let's continue to see how God uses hedges for our benefit in another way in this situation from Hosea chapter 2. Here, in figurative language, God uses a hedge of thorns to warn Israel and to encourage repentance. Hosea chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Their mother has been unfaithful and has conceived them in disgrace. She said, I will go after my lovers who give me my food and my water, my wool and my linen, my olive oil and my drink. Therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. Sometimes God will warn and protect us from ourselves. He may create an uncomfortable hedge that makes it difficult to engage in the behavior that he knows is not good for us, to get us to return to him. He may put obstacles or thorn bushes in the way, as he did in the passage from Hosea. There is an awesome expression of our hedge of protection the Lord provides in Psalm 91, and I would encourage everyone to read and meditate on it. Here are the first two of the 16 verses of Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. You can be confident in God's protection, but that does not give you license to act foolishly or recklessly. I want you to be careful not to use the verses in Psalm 91 as some kind of magic formula, thinking that you can quote a psalm and then do whatever you want and God will protect you. When Satan tempted Jesus, Satan quoted Psalm 91. He said these words to Jesus, recorded in Matthew chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Satan was trying to tempt Jesus by quoting Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. It's important for us to take note of Jesus' response in verse 7 of Matthew 4. Jesus answered him, It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So, as Jesus said, don't put God to the test. God will watch over you, so be careful not to act in a way that puts God to the test, thinking you will still be under his umbrella of protection. God has also placed many hedges around hell to keep each and every one of us from going there. Here are a few examples of some of the hedges God has placed around hell to keep us out unless through our own will we insist on ignoring it, removing it, or climbing over it. Let's look at the Bible. The Bible contains warnings of danger to those who are rebellious against God. It also tells us of the great rewards that will be given to those who know and love God and who walk in obedience to Him. The Bible becomes a hedge of protection God has put in place to keep you out of hell. Let's look at God's plan of salvation. Those who miss heaven do so by ignoring the fact that God has made every provision possible to get them to heaven. John 3:16 is God's plan of salvation. It reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is a hedge God has placed around hell to keep you out. Let's look at the church. The church is an organized group of believers who are here to help get you to heaven. If you miss heaven, you will be breaking through yet another hedge God has put in place around hell. Let's look at our parents. Those of us who have Christian parents who are doing their best to train us to follow God are privileged to have them. They are one of God's hedges put in place to keep us out of hell. Let's look at our conscience. God has given you a sense of awareness of the times when you do wrong. That sense of awareness is known as your conscience. You do not have a conscience by accident. God placed it within you to help you know what is right and what is wrong. Thus, it is a hedge to keep you from hell. Let's look at our Christian friends. The influence of Christian friends can be a very positive force in our lives to help keep us encouraged to live the way God wants us to live. Make friends with as many Christians as you can. They will serve as a hedge around hell by influencing you to do what is right. Let's look at the prayers of those who care for us. Prayer is very powerful. If someone is praying for you, you need to thank God every day. Those praying friends really care about you. Their prayers will follow you throughout life and serve as a hedge around hell that God will use to help keep you out of hell. Let's look at your pastor. Your pastor is one who was called of God to teach you what the Bible says about life, heaven, hell, sin, salvation, and God. God has placed him in your life to become a hedge around hell to keep you out. All of these hedges are in place to keep you from missing heaven. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Do not break down these hedges around hell. Do not experiment with sin to see if you might enjoy it. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, that yes, indeed, sin does bring pleasure, but it only lasts for a little while. After the short-lived pleasure is gone, the serpent of regret and sorrow will bite you. God, in his mercy, may use a variety of hedges to lead you to the place where you will realize that you have sinned, that is, broken the law of God, and deserve to be punished. God's mercy brings you to the place of acknowledging that you need forgiveness for all of your sins. This is to point you to his Son. Let's read John chapter 14, verses 5 through 7. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." This demonstrates the only way to heaven. You can only be saved if you confess and truly believe in your heart, as this is where God is looking. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 tells us, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So we see that it is therefore important to believe in your heart. Let's read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So if this is the focus and the desire of your heart, you will be saved. Psalm 125 verse 2 says, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore." If you miss heaven, you will do so by ignoring all the hedges God has placed in your life to keep you out of hell. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you protect us, sometimes even from ourselves. Thank you for your faithfulness and the various hedges you have in place to keep us safe. Bless us with the faith of Job and a commitment to obey your word and to share your wonderful plan of salvation with the world. In Jesus' name, amen.